the we mentioned yesterday about the paragraph that we say Haneres Halalu. So Haneres Halalu is from Chazal. It's Masechta the Sofrin. But the time the person is lighting the Neris, the person says Haneres Halalu. As we mentioned yesterday, there's even a shita that the correct time to say Haneres Halalu is actually before you light. They would say the bracha of a sheik stumbles up with Sivan, one of the Rishonim says you say the bracha of Lahalik Ner Shalamaka, then you say Neris Alalu, then you say Shasa Nisim, and then you light the Neris. So we don't do that. We consider that as a hefzik. But what we do allow is once a person has lit the first Ner, even though a person should not speak, the bracha that you're saying goes on the mitzvah, also goes on the mahadran, on the heater. So that you want the bracha to go, you should not speak l'chadchila from the time when you make the bracha till after you finish lighting the neiris. But saying a neiris alolu is part of the mitzvah halakha, how Chazal set it out, and it's not considered a hefsek. So that being said, but the song of Moos Sur is a poem which was added in the time of the Rishonim. So that would be a hefsek. So while you're lighting the neiris, you're saying neiris halalu is not a problem. Well, you get to the seventh, eighth night, you might light slowly, especially you spoke about you're supposed to make sure you light each and there properly. You might sing quickly, and you finish neiris halalu and you haven't finished lighting. You should not start Moos Sur until you finish lighting all the neiris. You should leave Moos Sur for after you finish all the neiris. You can't go straight from the halakha into Moos Sur because the bracha you said is going on all of the neiris. And neiris halalu was not considered a hefsek because that's how Chazal set up the halakha, that you should say it while you're lighting together with the halakha. There's an opinion actually you say it after you finish the halakha. We don't do that either. We do say it together with the halakha. But Moos Sur is just a poem which is added. It's a beautiful song, a beautiful poem, and it's not part of the halakha. It should be said afterwards. Well, one or two last points. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that since the mitzvah here is Pesumi Nisa, so part of the Pesumi Nisa is explaining why we're lighting. So the brachas themselves actually are part of the mitzvah Pesumi Nisa. As opposed to normally there's a bracha of the mitzvah, then you do the mitzvah. Over here, the bracha is actually part of the mitzvah itself. It's part of the Pesumi Nisa. So a person should have that in mind when he's saying the bracha, he's having in mind that this is part of Pesumi Nisa as well. The last point we want to point out, the mitzvah Sheikhus Kavana, Imai Darbana Zachatila, mitzvah Sheikhus Kavana, a person should have in mind when they light the nearest, that they're having in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Allah's nearest. Have a good morning. Have a